This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday downplayed the possibility that North Korea could launch a ballistic missile on Christmas, joking that instead he could get a nice vase as a gift from the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. North Korea has cryptically promised a Christmas gift to the U.S., apparently as part of its effort to increase pressure on Washington ahead of Pyongyang's end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to soften its stance on nuclear talks. U.S. officials, who say they expect North Korea could soon launch a long-range ballistic missile, appear to be watching the Korean Peninsula closely ahead of the Christmas holiday. President Trump berated Democratic lawmakers over his impeachment Tuesday as a legislative standoff continues over a Senate impeachment trial.
They didn't give us due process. They didn't give us a lawyer. They didn't give us anything. Now they come to the Senate and they want everything.
Mr. Trump also took aim specifically at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for indefinitely postponing the sending of the articles of impeachment to Republican-controlled Senate so that a trial can begin.
She hates the Republican Party. She hates all of the people that voted for me and the Republican Party.
President Trump is only the third U.S. president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history. Officials in Burkina Faso say that soldiers killed 80 Islamic militants who launched simultaneous attacks on a military post in the northern town of Arbinda Tuesday. The militants killed at least 35 civilians, mostly women, before they were beaten back. Seven soldiers were also killed. Islamic militants in Mali, under pressure from French forces, have spilled across the border into Burkina Faso, killing hundreds of people and sending thousands fleeing from their homes. The militants frequently use hit-and-run attacks using motorcycles. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for an immediate halt in fighting in northwestern Syria, where a government offensive has pushed tens of thousands of people from the homes in the past week alone. A Guterres spokesman said Monday that he's alarmed by the scale of the military operation and reported attacks on evacuation routes as civilians try to flee north to safety. The Syrian government is trying to retake control of Idlib province, the last area that remains under rebel control from the civil war that began in 2011. 3 million people live in Idlib. That includes many who relocated there after fleeing violence in other parts of the country. Two women have filed a class action lawsuit against Frontier Airlines, saying that they were sexually assaulted on flights last year, and also alleging that the airline did not help them. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
One woman says she was sexually assaulted by a fellow passenger in October 2018, flying from Denver to Rhode Island. According to the Denver Post, the woman says she was not allowed to change her seat after reporting the incident to a flight attendant. A second woman says she was assaulted in November flying to Florida and that flight attendants didn't help her nor contact law enforcement. A spokeswoman for the Denver-based budget carrier says she can't comment on the lawsuits, but says Frontier has strict policies on handling reports of misconduct and alleged crimes. The plaintiffs say any other victims can join their class action suit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
China says that it is in close touch with the United States on a trade deal signing ceremony after U.S. President Trump said on Tuesday that he and Chinese President Xi Jinping will have a ceremony to sign the recently struck Phase One trade deal. That's according to a foreign ministry spokesman during a briefing on Wednesday. A Russian court has extended the pretrial detention of former Marine Paul Whelan until March 29th as he faces espionage charges. Whelan was arrested in December 2018 after accepting a flash drive from an acquaintance which he said thought contained holiday photos, but which Russian authorities allege contained classified materials. Whelan has called on President Trump to intervene on his behalf, asking him to tweet his intentions about what Whelan has called the Moscow Goat Rodeo. If Whelan is convicted of espionage, he faces the possibility of 10 to 20 years in prison. And on his Christmas, the Christian faithful flocked to Palestinian-governed Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate Christmas. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, the VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Morgan Africa, welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors, and it's Christmas Day, so we're going to celebrate Christmas in a different style. The African Beat will bring you the African Dance Carols, and this album was done by one of Africa's finest singers. She hails from Cameroon, settled in the United States, and flew all the way to Finland, where she is right now. And that is Josephine Atanga. She's right on the line to Finland. Let us just welcome her to the African Beat right now. Welcome to the show, Josephine Atanga.
Thank you, David. I am really super, super, super excited, you know, to be once more on African Beat. It's been a long time, so this is the right time to be on African Beat.
Oh, yes. It is the right time to be on African Beat. And because it's Christmas, let's start off with the first track on this album, and so we'll be playing songs from this album, and we'll be interspersing with other songs. But right now, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Josephine Atanga hits the trail from the African Dance Carols. Let's go.
All right.
African Dance Carol, beautiful Christmas carol with some your African beat. Well, Josephine, first let's talk about this album. You did it some few years back, but how is it going? What actually inspired you to release an album, a Christmas album in African beat?
Well, I'm an African woman, so my inspiration is coming from my roots. Back in the U.S., I'm someone who loves to dance. I really love to dance. And one of my interviews I did, I said, in Africa, when there is a birth in family, it's a time for jubilation and celebration. And I used to listen to the older Christmas songs, and nothing really put me into my dancing feet. And I said, if Jesus was born in Africa, we would have been dancing and dancing and dancing. So I wanted something that would really reflect where I came from. And definitely, the African dance carol is a reflection of who I am, my roots. And like I said, you can take me out of Africa, but you cannot take Africa out of me.
That's what I'm talking
Africa
about.
Goes with me.
You can take me out of Africa, but you cannot take Africa out of me. That is the word of Josephine Atanga, straight from Finland. And we're listening to his track. Let's listen to the track a little bit more. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
African beat celebrate Christmas from across the globe. And on the line to Finland, we have Josephine Atanga. Now, Josephine, let's talk about Christmas. You are one person, you say you are very, very unique. And I say unique in a sense, you are a very fine African artist. And you have lived in three continents. You have lived in Africa, you have lived in Americas, and now you're living in Finland. So now what I want to know from you is, let's start with where you are currently. How do you guys celebrate Christmas in Finland?
Oh my God, that is a good one. Every country is unique and different in the way they celebrate Christmas. In Finland, totally also, Father Christmas here from Finland.
Mm.
You know that, right?
Yeah, Santa Claus. Santa Claus hails from Finland.
Yeah, from Finland. So actually, we are celebrating Christmas with Father Christmas. When you walk to the airport, you can see big decorations all over the place. Father Christmas is all over the place. So it's a really big deal in Finland. And one other tradition that the Finns love to do, especially during Christmas, is going to the sauna. Have you ever heard about the sauna?
Mm.
You need to try it.
Oh.
Sauna is a steam room. It's very cold. It's very cold now. So the things that go into the sauna, it's like a room that is completely
warm, full of heat.
Yes, it's full of heat and steam. So it just goes all over you, and you are perspiring, and then it's very, very relaxing. It's like opening up your pores. So the things they do that a lot, and they also have they do like on Christmas Eve. It's like just like in US, it's the time for the family. So the Christmas Eve, they do the sauna. They also eat. And also, it's like they celebrate the Christmas for 13 days. Not just for.
For 13 days. Christmas is celebrated for 13 days in Finland? Jeez. I need to come over there.
You need to. I mean, we have to spend time with Santa.
Okay.
Now
you just told me about how the Finns actually celebrate their own Christmas. So we have Africans in Finland a lot, just like you, right? You're one outstanding African in Finland. So have you gone around to see how all the Africans celebrate? Do they take the culture of African Christmas celebration from where they come from and fuse it into the Finnish culture?
Yes, they do that. They really do that. Especially the Africans that are really married to the Finnish people. There's that blend of culture, you know, there's that blend. But also the Africans, even those that are not married, you know, the Finns also celebrate it, but more of the African way. More of the African way, you know, our African tradition, our African food, and we party, we go to parties, you know, like...
We party like we never partied before. We go down, we come up.
We party like we will party in Africa.
Like we party hard, right?
Yeah. So, we will never forget our culture, so they really party well, and they cook a lot of African food.
Woo! Well, that means the whole of Finland, where the Africans are, will be smelling like Africa. No, the Africans are here. The African food, the aroma is in the air. Come on, girl.
Oh, my God. You just need to pass in the hallway. You just know there's an African here.
All right. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and it's Christmas Day, and we're talking Christmas. Our guest today is Josephine Tanga, who lives now in Finland. Before I play my next track, Josephine, Finland has got the youngest prime minister ever in the world and one of the youngest cabinet ever in the world. And how does that make people of Finland feel right now?
Well, they are very, very extremely happy. We are all happy. We are excited about it. You know, Finland is an aging country. Mm. And to see there's been a lot of brain drain out of Finland, especially the young people who have been leaving Finland. And for me, my own analysis is to also to tell the young generation that there's a place for you here in the land. You don't have to leave. So to me, it's giving the younger people, you know, hope. That there is hope in the land. You don't have to leave. You have to stay here. Even also the foreigners, most of them get the degrees and then they leave the country. So right now, the younger people, the younger generation, they have a reason to stay because, you know, there is hope for them. Mm. And Finland is such a great country. It's such a wonderful country. Great leadership. Honestly speaking, I will tell you the leadership, and they are so humble. One thing about the Finns is that they are very humble. Probably that's why people have not heard about Finland. They talk very little.
And their education is outstanding.
The best in the world.
Wow.
It's the best in the world. And I'm so happy that I had my degree in nursing in Finland. So, you can imagine.
All right, okay. Well, we'll come back to that. Thank you very much, Josephine. We'll come back to that. Let's take a quick music break. We'll be right back. Remember, it's Christmas Day, and we're celebrating the African Beat. Joins Josephine Tanga, the producer of this great album, African Dance Carols. And let's take Silent Night right now, and he featured George Okudi, one of Uganda's top music performers and producers that is based also here in the Washington, D.C. area. Let's enjoy this one. We'll be right back. Christmas in the city right now, and it's African Dance Carol. Let's go.
What's up, everyone? It's your boy, Jay Martins. And of course, to everyone out there, to all of my fans all over the world, I'd like to wish you a very good Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. As we go into the New Year 2020, I welcome you into a decade of life, another decade of prosperity, of health, of long life, of everything that you wish for. And keep listening to African Beats on Voice of America, all right? God bless you. I see you in the year 2020. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone. Jay Martin says so.
The devil said this is a prison, you should live in prison. I got myself hooked up to J-E-S-U-S. Yo, here's the vision, the mission, the reason for the season. And I took a trip all the way downtown to Bethlehem. Took a good look and saw where the baby was born. I see the shepherd, the wise men, the angels, the heaven and earth, everybody celebrating, except for Herod. Yo, but the baby had to be taken to the land of Africa, the motherland, to celebrate the great Christmas day. Happy Christmas.
Carol is coming your way. Wherever you are, I want you to put on your dancing shoes because we're going to dance the day away. And this is the African Beat from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. All right. Well, my guest again, Josephine Tanga. Now, let's come down to the United States. I know you spend a lot of Christmas in the United States of America.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so tell me about your Christmas time in the States and how you can compare it to that in Finland.
Honestly speaking, I would say, like I said, every country is unique. Every country is special. We cannot compare. I can't compare the countries, but I would say that the United States, where that is where I come from, that's where my family is home. Is home because that's like my second home. It is special spending Christmas, you know, in the United States. You know, spending it with the family, with the kids. I really love that. That's what I miss in Finland. But definitely, honestly speaking, America, spending Christmas in America, it is really, really, it is awesome. It is wonderful. Because when you spend out of your family, it's not really Christmas. You know, it's like, it's just loneliness. But yeah, but definitely I would tell you that spending Christmas in the United States of America, where my kids are, that is the place to be.
Oh, yes. Well, yes. This is the African Beat and it's Christmas time. Let's enjoy some more music. We'll be back with our guest, Josephine Tanga. It's Christmas and this is the African Beat. So we're enjoying some African Christmas carols.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
All the way.
Oh, what fun it is to
with a beautiful time, wonderful people, and my guest is Josephine Otanga. And Josephine, you know, people want to get this. This is your Christmas album, The African Dance Carols. So how can they get it?
They can actually get it. I've been thinking of putting it online so people can download. So they can actually download it. Nowadays people don't buy CDs anymore. So I know that there's one particular track that they really like. Wish You a Merry Christmas. So it can really be downloaded. I'm going to try to put it up so those who want to download it, they can just download it. Also, it's on Facebook, the videos that I did in the U.S. Last year, it became like viral. That song, Wish You Merry Christmas, became viral. So they can actually, it's on my Facebook page. If you just want to watch the video, it is there.
And your Facebook page is Josephine Otanga, A-T-A-N-G-A, right? Josephine Otanga. Check out Josephine Otanga on Facebook, and then you will definitely be able to get some of the songs there on this great album. And so, when are we going to see you back in the U.S.?
I'll be there in January.
So come on, let's enjoy the cold a little bit before you go back.
Definitely, Alvin, and I miss performing with you. Oh my God, in the churches, you take me around. Like, let's go sing, let's go. I want you to come perform. I really miss it. Oh my God.
And so when are we expecting an album from you? It's been a while because we know you've been studying in Finland, and now you speak the Finnish language very, very easily.
I try. It's very hard. That Finnish language is trying to finish me, but I refuse. He will not finish.
Oh my God.
But do you know, I did a song, one song, two songs actually. The first one was Many Voices, One Cry, Heal the Land, in reference to what has been going on in Cameroon. And what I wanted to do was just to pray for Cameroon, you know, through that song, Heal the Land, Many Voices. One Cry, Heal the Land, where we had about 30 artists, some from the United States, some from Africa, some from Finland, and they did that, they produced that one particular song, which is a really beautiful song. And my whole idea now is to produce a song in different languages, because I believe that it's a beautiful song when we talk about healing the land. My land can be my finances, that is sick and it's healing, so what is your land? So to me, it's such a song that is really needed in every home, every country. So I did that song.
All right, well,
Heal
the Land will definitely play that one for you out there and for all the people in Cameroon. We'll just want to wish you all the best. And so,
if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the evil ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal the land.
Lord, hear us from heaven, forgive.
From heaven, forgive all of our sins, bring healing unto our land. Oh Lord, we pray.
Lord, we pray. We are people who are called by the name, with humble ourselves.
Never.
family all over the world, wherever they are now. You know, you are in different places, even though not at the same time. But you can use this medium now to talk to everybody at the same time.
Well, definitely, I want to wish my family a Merry Christmas. My kids, I want to wish them a Merry Christmas. I love them. I want to wish my mom, my sisters in Africa, in the United States of America, my cousins, my nieces, my nephews, and you, David, and all my fans there in the United States of America, in Africa, in Finland, in Ireland. I want to wish all of you a Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. I love you all. I really, really love you. And I believe that 2020 is coming. It is a new decade. So the old things, you're moving to a newer level. New decade comes with newer levels. So I wish you all a happy new year and a happy new decade.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Josephine Atanga. We continue the Christmas carols from the African dance carol of Josephine Hacknow. Here is coming up, and we have tidings of comfort and joy. We have come and ring those bells, and the jingle bells will all be ringing today. So, Josephine, we'll get back with you some other time, but thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, and you enjoy your Christmas.
Definitely, definitely. So let's enjoy the song now. We'll be right back.
And I would like to say, first of all, happy Christmas and a bright and prosperous 2020 to all friends and fans across in Africa and the world as a whole, you know. And I would like to say happy Christmas and a bright and prosperous 2020 to my mom, Madam Salima, who I know she's listening right now, and of course to my daughters, Adewatu Salima to Bangu, and I'm proud of as well, and not forgetting the Iboma. And also to all my workers, my friends and fans, and members of SLDC, where I'm working right now, and radio and television, of course, to all entertainers in Sierra Leone as well, and the world at large. You know, and I would like to say happy, happy Christmas and a bright and prosperous 2019 to all my friends out there in America, Voice of America, special one for you, David Bundy, and also my great friend, Peter Clote, and not forgetting Heather Maxwell, my producer as well, and to Nikki, and also not forgetting James Botter as well. Of course, all the rest out there, extra as well. I would like to say happy Christmas and bright and prosperous 2020, and I wish definitely
All right, thank you very much, King Milan, and I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a bright and prosperous New Year, too. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Same for you.
All right. African Beat on the Voice of America. Beautiful Christmas carols coming to you. Remember, it's Christmas Day, and we'll continue to play some more beautiful songs across the continent to make you really, really enjoy this day. This is your Super Show, broadcasting Mondays to Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05 straight from South Sudan. And I'm David Van Der here in Washington, D.C. More music. And it's your birthday today, my dear brother Umaru Fofana in Freetown, Sierra Leone. December 25 is your day. I just want to wish you a very happy birthday, long life and God's richest blessings. And special greetings also to our dear wife Editha Fofana and all the children out there. Celebrate your day, brother. And to everybody around the world, if you're celebrating your birthday today, it's a very special happy birthday to you from the African Beat team right here in Washington, D.C. I am David Vandy. Let's enjoy some music.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family. Sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, ring the bell. Light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King. Move you and me. Come on, ring the bell. Everybody
coming from Freetown, Sierra Leone. I want to wish my entire family a happy Christmas, and I pray that God continues to strengthen them, keep them in good health and in prosperity. This request is going to Mr. and Mrs. Mapitas, 27 and Democracy, Freetown. And to my beautiful children, J.C., Jaylene, Jaymaya, J.D. I love you guys.
Jesus, we remember this on birthday. Come on, ring the bell.
African Beats on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Girl, don't ever leave me lonely. Without you, girl, my life is incomplete. You are the angel of my life.
My name is Paul Play Diaro. I just want to give a Christmas and New Year shout out to all my fans all over Nigeria, Africa, and the world who listen to African Beats on Voice of America, Washington, D.C. Peace.
And if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Empire Music.
My name is Albert McCauley, now in Washington, D.C., sending Christmas greetings to my great mentor and his wife, now celebrating Christmas in Freetown, Pastor by CC and I said to CC, and also to my good buddies, Franco Jackson, and all the members of Everybody Must Farm. And Dynamic Pastor David Bandy and Mary Bandy, and also the children, Jennifer, Mabintin, David Nett, Dublin, and Davidson, and Ephraim David Bandy, the grandson. And also not forgetting their caretaker, Jeremy Peter. And also, I would like to say greetings to members of Pentecostal Church of All Nations at Juba Hill, and Major Dasama and Lieutenant Chris Pepegula. And also my assistant pastor, Idrissa Dumbuya, commonly called Koluto. And also Lillian Kago, the great assistant. Also Papa Jasko, Raymond Nelson Adin, and Raymond Adin, now in Freetown, Sierra Leone. I hope and pray that you will enjoy this coming Christmas. Not forgetting Jacob Kalon, alias Papadopoulos. I wish him a speedy recovery. Also, Zainab Abiba to Bangura and Rugiatu, now in Makene, you know, spending their time together. And also, I like not to forget my newfound friend in Egypt, I said to Aisha Sisi.
Last but not the least, may I not forget my lovely Elizabeth at Smart Farm. Wishing her Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and double anointing in 2022. I love you all.
Today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.